Hello, Anchor. This is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to episode 9 of Being a Microsoft Intern. So, I've been out for a little while. I did promise an episode on my trip to Spain, but at the time, a lot of things came on that week, and I ended up not doing the episode. So, I'm right here to give it back to you what I promised. So for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about 2 weeks ago, I went to Spain with Microsoft. I went to a city called Ciudad Rodrigo in Salamanca. And the reason why I went there is because Microsoft decided to turn Xbox into an Iberia category, which means Iberia is Spain and Portugal. So now the people who are working for Xbox in Portugal, they're not reporting to Portugal. They are reporting to Iberia. And in this case, our category manager is in Spain. So are a lot of other people on the team. So this was kind of an event that our department had to get to know everyone and to kind of rejoin forces as one, as Iberia, and not be like, oh, they're the ones from Spain, we're the ones from Portugal, to kind of get everyone united, get everyone to have knowledge about what's happening, about the new structure, how we're supposed to work, and just get to know each other, really. And I was not supposed to go on this trip, because usually interns, it's not on their... Basically, Microsoft doesn't pay for interns to go on these trips because they're interns, they're not actually employees. But because we ended up going by car, there was a chance to go. So I did go. And for me, it was a great time to get to know everyone because there's been people that I've been working every day through Skype, through email, and I had never met them before. So this was really a chance for me to get to know people on a daily basis. And, you know, it's just different. You get a more secure feeling and you really are able to know who you can trust, who you cannot, who you're comfortable with or not. Kind of get a vibe from them, which you most definitely can't or with an exchange of emails. You might through Skype, but with emails it's always kind of hard because you want to play it safe and be as formal as possible because you don't know how the other person usually talks. So it's until someone kind of breaks a little bit that you start having a more normal conversation through email and not as formal. So that's why I went to Spain to get to know everyone. So we went by car, and I went in my manager's car. We went by car. It was a 3.5 hour ride. It was me, my manager, and two other of my colleagues. One of them was the one that I stayed in a room with while I was in the Spain trip in Ciudad Rodrigo. So we got there. We had a bunch of presentations so we arrived around 11:12, so we had presentations a little bit in the morning, then we had lunch, and after lunch we had more presentations to kind of, you know, like I said, get a feel of the structure, get a feel of the new releases, how we're gonna work as a team. And then around like 6 we went to a gincana, or as some of you might know, a petty paper, or you might not know by any of these names, so I'm gonna explain what it was. So we went to the city center by bus because it was very far from where the hotel was. The hotel was in this desert area, you know, didn't even have trees, like has like very low like plants. I don't even know how to say, like we would say vegetação in Portuguese. For the Spanish listeners, they might understand, I don't know. But like everything's very dry, so yeah, it had nothing there, basically just a hotel. The hotel was built in like a fortress, so they used an old fortress with kind of like a castle, and they made an hotel out of it. So there was not a lot of people in the hotel, but I felt like it was well made, but still could have a lot more entertainment and a lot more things there. Still, we quite like the hotel, but the point is, we took a bus to the city center, and then in the city center, we did some activities. So this petty paper thing, Gymkhana, that I was talking about, is an activity where you usually have you're grouped into teams, and you have a map. And with this map, you will be trying to find out the places where you have to go, and you have some kind of activity in each of those places. And the person, or in this case, the team that is able to fill every spot, go to every spot, and do the activities the best as possible, should win the challenge. So in our case, we had a bunch of places that we had to go. We had a map, and then in each place, we usually had to take off one of the. So there was a paper with points, with like 10, 9, blah, blah, blah. And you would get the point that it was highest. So it would make sense that you would get there first and be super fast. And then you also could do like an extra point, which required you to do an activity like take a photo with something, or well, it was usually photos, but you know, sometimes you had to ask someone to appear in your photo, or you have to find something special, kind of enigmatic, and take a photo of it, and then you would get extra points. So that was kind of the idea with the game. I was with four other, or maybe three, not sure, Spanish people who were also, you know, part of our department, of the consumer devices department with Surface, Xbox. And it was quite fun. You know, even though the idea is obviously for you to get to know the town better as well, you don't really have ever time to get to know the town in these kinds of games because you're so focused on doing it right. Because, you know, me and kind of my teammates as well, we're very competitive. I'm a very competitive person, so I try to do it as fast as possible. We did not win, by the way, we did not. But yeah, you can't really ever enjoy the town when you do that. And then after that, we went to have dinner in a restaurant in Ciudad Rodrigo, where we were. And during the dinner, there was a lot of drinks, I can tell you that. And but it was fun. Yet again, I sat with people that I don't usually sit with, and that's usually good. They also try to push you in that way, so you would sit where you don't usually sit, so you would get to know other people. Like I was saying, we had dinner, there was drinks, there was a lot of fun. I got to know other people again, yet again. And after that, there was so after dinner, we ended up still in the same restaurant, but there was kind of like a bar area, and we had more drinks. I don't want to say that like I'm pure and I don't drink. Like it's true. I usually don't drink much. I don't like the taste of alcohol. I don't have anything against the people who drink alcohol, only against those who drink too much and are drunk all the time. I don't get what's the point of being drunk. I was only drunk once, and I don't want to try it again, honestly. I did forget to say one thing, though. While we were at the dinner, one of our friends from, you know, who was living in Portugal, the one who slept in my room, she is kind of like a singer, and she even sings at events, kind of like a part-time thing that she's really, really passionate about. And we asked her to sing Fado. Now, Fado is kind of a Portuguese traditional style of music. If you don't know what it is, go to YouTube, check it out, because it's really, really special. And especially for someone who has never heard Fado, if the song is very emotional and very well felt, it can really like almost draw tears in your eyes, especially when you're seeing it live. So the Spanish people, I guess some of them didn't know Fado or had never seen it live. So even to me, I did not know what her voices sounded like. I was very, very emotional, and I just loved it. I love Fado. So yeah, after that we took the bus. So this, and we arrived at the hotel at about 1 a.m. Now after like 1 a.m., I was just like, I'm gonna go home, because we had to wake up the next day at like 7 something, because we had to, the breakfast was at 8 a.m. So it would make sense to wake up at least at like 7 something. And because it would be a long day, obviously with trips and then going back again with the car, and then having to do a whole week of work, because this was still like Monday and Tuesday, we still had Wednesday, Thursday and Friday to finish the week of work, I decided to go to bed like any sane person. Still, there were some people who stayed up late until like 4 or 5 a.m. And obviously, when the next day, when I went to get the breakfast, I was the first person who was there. No one woke up in time for breakfast. You know, when you arrive in a place and it's not even that early, it's the normal time, but there's no one there, and you start questioning yourself if you're in the right place, if you're the one who's wrong. But it clearly had a sign saying Microsoft, so I was like, what the hell, what's the worst thing that can happen? They will caught me, get me eating something, and they'll say, no, that's not for you, and then I will leave. So I started eating, I got my, well, first I went outside, I took some photos in that place because it was close to the breakfast area, and then I started eating my breakfast. Slowly some people started coming in, but still, like, I guess a considerable amount of people didn't even go to the breakfast thingy. After breakfast we had more talks, more presentations. And then finally around lunch, we had lunch, and after lunch we were free to go home. So in this case, free to drive back to Lisbon, another 3.5 hours. And of course, people were super tired. I fell asleep in the car. My friend fell asleep in the car as well. So everyone's super tired. And when I got to Lisbon, which we arrived at around 5 something p.m., I was just so tired that I couldn't get on the subway to go back to my home, which would take me about 45 to 1 hour, 45 minutes to 1 hour to arrive back in where I live, because I live quite far. Well, it's not quite far, but a little bit far from where the Microsoft offices are in Lisbon. And I go by subway. So having to go by subway and having to take my luggage, and just being super tired and having to carry the luggage up the stairs, because in a lot of places in the subway, in Metro in Lisbon, you don't have like escalators and you have actual stairs. So it was not a good experience. So I decided, what the hell, I'm just gonna take a Uber home. So I went by Uber and I arrived there like maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And just as I got home, I went to sleep straight ahead. And then I had another event, because this was Tuesday and it was the Portuguese game. And I had planned to meet with a friend to go watch the Portuguese game, eat some burgers. And then I just went to sleep after that, because it was quite late. Portugal won, by the way. I'm pretty sure like we were up against Switzerland, I think. Maybe I didn't really care about the football match. So that's it. That's what happened in Spain. I'm sorry for everyone who had to wait that long. If you guys have any questions or are wondering about specific things, you know, they are not too confidential, like always, you can call in and ask, and I'll be sure to answer them. So goodbye for today, and see you very, very soon. Bye.